legacy pollution that could be changing the songs birds sing. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Chemicals called PCBs, or polychlorinated biphenyls, are toxic to people and wildlife. The Environmental Protection Agency says they can cause cancer and other health effects. PCBs were banned in the 1970s, but they're still hanging around in the environment. Researchers at Cornell University have previously found that PCBs can change the song centers in the brains of songbirds. Now a new study suggests that PCBs could be altering the songs some birds sing. Sarah De Leon is a postdoc researcher at Drexel University, and she's the lead author of this study. Thanks for joining me.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
You studied black-capped chickadees and song sparrows in the Hudson River Valley, and that's a region with legacy PCB pollution from electronics manufacturing. What did you find happening with those birds?
Well, I found that even though the PCBs were primarily deposited into the water, that terrestrial birds were encountering them, and so they had the presence of PCBs in their blood. And then we were able to successfully quantify what types of PCBs they had in their blood without destructively sampling, which was a really great thing, since previously they had to be destructively sampled to find these, to get enough blood to be able to test for these chemicals. And then we also were able to see that in areas of high PCBs, the birds were singing slightly different songs that could be really biologically important to them.
For your research, you recorded the songs of black-capped chickadees and song sparrows, and you analyzed them. First, here's what you call the high-performance song of a song sparrow. And now here's the low-performance song of a song sparrow. Now, my ear's not trained, so I can't tell the difference between the two. What's the difference between these two songs?
Basically, the high-performance ones have really quick notes, but they also have a big pitch range, and the lower-performance ones have a smaller pitch range and are slower in the repetition of those notes. And so we found that a certain type of PCB predicted this trill performance measure, and that in the areas of the high PCBs, we saw a lot of individual birds singing high-performance songs. And so we kind of think that this might be related to the fact that PCBs are endocrine disruptors, and they could be acting like hormones for these birds.
And how do PCBs change the song centers in birds' brains?
Well, previous studies have shown that they have decreased the volume of certain song centers in the brain, so the areas in the brain are smaller. We, in kind of a followed-up work, and are working on how this actual neuron structure is changing. And so we think that the PCBs are acting like either an estrogen or an estrogen mimic and actually interacting with the receptors in these neurons.
So what does all of this mean for the bird populations?
Well, it could have a lot of implications. Song's really important for male birds to defend their territories and to attract mates. And so potentially if these songs have big enough differences and are able, and the females are recognizing them, they could affect their ability to form a partner or to keep their territory. And so that could have population effects. At this point, we're not sure exactly what it means, and so that would be an area to go in further research direction.
Sarah De Leon is a postdoc researcher at Drexel University and the lead author of a study on PCBs and songbirds. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
That's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.